The month of June has been hijacked by the anti-Christian culture to show their pride in something God calls an abomination. When you support AFR, you help us continue to stand for godly values and provide the resources for you to stay in the know about the enemy's tactics. To say thank you for your gift this month, we'll give you the booklet, Inside the LGBTQ Push of the 1990s, to help strengthen your convictions. Just go to afr.net/offers. afr.net/offers.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks.
I'm Tim Wildman, and in studio with me is a lot of IQ people. 20-20-20 right there. We got 20-20-20 in this room.
Are you saying our IQ is 20?
I wonder if you meant vision.
If you didn't know you were insulted, then
then your IQ is 20.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for joining us here on AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Brother Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Or I should say on Fridays, Professor Ed.
Professor.
At this fine institute for higher education, known as?
Learning University.
Learning University. Well, Professor J.J. Jasper has abandoned us this week and taken off for the beach. And so joining us in studio is our adjunct.
Junk.
Our junk professor. Brother Bert Harper. Good morning, Bert.
Good to be with you. And I have the junk on my paper to ask. So we'll find out.
What does adjunct mean? Do you know what
adjunct
that
just means? It's attached to.
Okay.
So an adjunct professor is probably not going to have a full load of classes.
Yeah.
But he's he or she, I should be very careful.
Otherwise known as part-time.
They're attached. They may be an adjunct professor for a couple of different colleges.
Well, that does describe me here, guys.
Yes.
And I do think if they need to change that word, I'd want something else. Because it does sound like, here's the junk professor right here.
Kind of like the junk drawer.
Yeah.
You know, we just pull him out.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We also call this Learning University. Tim, Ed, and Bert. And we want to get started here. We're going to ask, is this first-time callers or no?
It's first-time callers.
Okay, so if you, the folks eligible to be on the program today with us, to call in, be on live, are people who have never been on the air with us before. So it's first-time callers only to ask or answer or both a trivia question. The phone number to reach us here is 888-589-8840.
What was it?
I said, thanks for asking, yes. Adjunct. 888-589-8840. Again, 888-589-8840.
So if you've never been on with us, even if you've tried,
right,
but have never been on with us, this could be your day. Now, we do ask that you be 11 years old or older to call in, but those are the only two restrictions.
And if you answer the mystery question, you will hear this sound. Yes, the beloved cowbell shall ring, and all the world will know that you've won yourself an American Family Radio ball cap.
That's right.
It's a great ball cap. It's did you design that, Tim?
I didn't, but I could have, as nice as it is.
It is. That is a classic.
I'll tell you, it has some exceptional qualities. It is dirt proof. It is waterproof. If you're wearing it, also the government will not be able to read your thoughts. It's better than a tinfoil hat, is what I'm saying.
And you'll get no scamming text.
That's
you
right.
Know what I'm saying? That's one thing that helps you. No
5G text. 5G right. will not affect your brain.
Right. It'll pay your toll, your late toll bridge fees for you. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Automatically.
All right. So an AFR ball cap, if you answer it.
So some of that was
correctly.
I was fibbing.
Hey, want to thank. hey, real quick, want to thank Brother Tom in Roswell, Georgia, Rossville. Excuse me. Tom sent us a box of moon pies.
Oh man!
Yeah. Hey, by the way, if you like them, there's the whole box is upstairs in the kitchen.
Okay.
You better get up there.
I'm beating it.
They're made in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where Tom works there. Rossville is near Chattanooga, but yeah, he listens. A real nice gift there. He sent us in the, man, a nice card. Great.
And can I also thank somebody?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, we had a question revolve around the D-Day invasion, because it was the anniversary of. We had a very nice lady from Bedford, Virginia, who she talked about the Bedford boys. You remember this, Tim? Where she said that there were 19 boys from Bedford, Virginia, who died during the D-Day invasion. And throughout the course of the war, 22 died. And she mentioned a book by Alex Kershaw about the Bedford boys, about the sacrifice, the World War II sacrifice of this rural community. She sent us a copy of the book.
Awesome.
Now, it did not come with a letter or anything, so I do not remember the sister's name. But if you are listening, just want to thank you so much for that kindness, the Bedford boys. I put it in JJ's office. When he gets back, he'll read it and then turn it over to us to read as well. So thank you. We have great listeners.
Absolutely. So if you want to get a mention here on today's issue on Trivia Friday,
send us stuff.
You really need to, I mean, it's an intern. In kind, right?
Yes.
So you need
in-kind donation.
In-kind donation. So send us something, and then we will mention your name on the radio.
So if it's food, all the better. I happen to like books. It's a book. But we do encourage it to make sure, as you said, that it's related to something we're talking about.
Right.
So if we're talking about economy, send cash.
Exactly. That we're talking. All right, Trivia Friday. It is on American Family Radio. Ed, go ahead.
All right. By the way, Brother Bert is going to be answering, taking callers. So, folks, the first voice you will hear will be the pleasant and melodious voice of Bert Harper.
Melodious.
Right. Here are my – I didn't say odious.
Okay.
I said melodious.
Okay.
Melodious.
Here are my three questions. First one's pretty easy, but – I do have a couple of hard ones. In Batman comics and movies, what is the name of Bruce Wayne's butler? All right, I want first and last name.
That's good.
Nothing too easy. In Batman comics and movies, what is the name of Bruce Wayne's butler? First and last name. Second question. The modern Prometheus is the subtitle for what famous horror novel published in England in the early 1800s. The modern Prometheus is the subtitle for what famous horror novel published in England in the early 1800s? When you hear the name of it, folks, you will kick yourselves.
Know. Okay. That is a deep dive into literature.
Literature, yes.
Am I right?
It is. All right. Third question. This is a multiple choice. A Wendigo is what? A Wendigo is what? Is it a brand of recreational vehicles?
That's good. That's close.
A mythological creature of Native Americans? A Germanic chieftain who defeated a Roman army? Or the original name of the Wendy's fast food chain? A Wendigo is what? Those are pretty creative, right? Wendigo is what? A brand of recreational vehicles? Mythological creature of Native Americans? A Germanic chieftain who defeated a Roman army, or the original name of the Wendy's fast food chain?
Okay. Well, I'm going to give a hint. Do you believe in the existence of a Wendigo? Okay. Are the Wendigos real? All right, Bert, what do you got over there?
Okay. I don't have anything quite that complicated.
Well,
here it is.
I know.
You know. How many years were the – this is my Bible question. I've nailed myself to the wall on two – times, right, every time, right. I come on. Bible question. How many years were the Jews in captivity in Babylon? How many years were the Jews in captivity?
Can we round it off, or is it rounded off?
It's rounded off number, right, no matter what. And this, Declaration of Independence, Independence Day is coming up, so in memory and in honor of that, who was the oldest signer of the Declaration of Independence? Who was the oldest signer of the Declaration of Independence? And then my third question, Andy Griffith Show, and This is ongoing, so it's going to be a little bit deep dive, but I think a lot of folks will know it.
There's some deep stuff in the show, though.
On really. Andy Griffith, it's
Bert.
Deep all the time.
Deep thoughts, concepts.
Yes. What does Barney call his suit that he wears to dances and special occasions? Do you know that one?
I think I do.
Okay.
I think I do.
He has a name for his suit, huh?
Yes, he does.
All right.
Barney has a name for his suit.
Barney. Is that it?
That's my three.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, true or false? I rarely have true or false, but here's one. Storing tomatoes upside down will make them last longer. Is that true? In honor of J.J. Jasper, I'll say it like J.J. I'll try my best.
Yeah.
You ready? Is that true or false? Storing tomatoes upside down will make them last longer.
And you have done well, because that's an excellent true-false question.
Yeah. All right, number two. There is a place in the United States where you can stand or lay down and be in four states. Where is that? And what are the states?
And you're not talking about the state of confusion or anything like that?
No. No, there's U.S. states. There's a place, and many people probably listen have been there, where you can, I don't know if you lay down, you do something like you do with the, what was that game that everybody plays?
Twister.
That's before, anyway. It's a Twister, all right?
Yeah.
That's for the Me Too movement, is what I was going to say. Twister.
Oh, that game was before the.
That's what I'm saying. So Twister, remember that? So you may do the Twister and get in four states. You understand my question?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And number three, name me two types of birds that can't fly. There are some birds that, bless their hearts, they can't get off the ground.
One of them's the bird brain.
Just a big hint. Some of them's on TV.
Okay. Well, if you watch National Geographic,
that's right.
Channel, you're gonna run into this.
You are.
Name two types of birds that can't fly.
All right, folks. It is first time callers. Here's the number to call: 888-589-8840. I'm just going to tell you, there are only three people on our computer. So you better rush to the phones. You may be able to get in just by hurrying to the front of the line. All right.
Okay.
Where do we go first, Brother
Let's
Bert?
Go to Oklahoma and talk to Beth. Beth, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Everyone's been so kind, and I love your show. I want to answer the question about the two birds that cannot fly.
Oh, right. Well, that's fast. I just said that question. You know the answer. So there are several kinds of several species of birds that can't fly, but I just want two. Beth, can you name two types of birds, while they have wings, they can't get off the ground? What? Give me
the
two.
The two biggest that I can think of are ostrich and emu.
That's right. Now, y'all have in Oklahoma, I've driven I-40 there. And I see ostrich farms, don't I?
Yes. My cousins had some emus at their and ostriches at their ranch.
Right.
And they also they put llamas in there, too. And they'd have these 12-foot high fences, and the llamas and the ostriches would just look at them and then just jump over them. They could not keep anything in their fences. It was amazing.
A 12-foot fence?
The llamas would just stand right beside it and look at it and then just bounce over it.
Oh, my goodness.
They find them everywhere.
I'd like to see that on YouTube. Or
llamas jumping fences?
Yes.
Well, listen.
When I can't sleep.
Make fun of it if you want to, but that's a technique I use to go to sleep at night.
Yeah, counting llamas.
Counting llamas.
Over jumping over fences. Now, do those three, Beth, get along together, llamas and emus and ostriches, oh, my? Do they get along well? They do?
My cousin died, but he and his wife used to have this beautiful ranch, and they'd have, you know, they were rich, and they had all kinds of animals. And they just let most of them, you know, they tried to fence them in, but they couldn't, and they'd let people come there. And they planted like 10,000 trees along this river and already had them up like 30 feet, you know, like sycamore and all kinds of trees. And they were going to have a river run, and he got cancer and died, but they also had Shetland cattle from Scotland.
Yeah.
And wow. It was just amazing.
Well, what do you do with on a ranch with ostriches and emus? Sell eggs?
Well, emus, they can't fly, but they can sell insurance. I know that.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what else.
But I boom. Okay, so back to the question.
All right.
Name two types of birds that can't fly. Ostrich and emu, there's two others that you, the kiwi and the penguin.
Okay.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I used to have a kiwi farm. This was 20 years ago. That I just the kiwi market just
dried
tanked,
up.
It tanked,
it? Yeah.
And I lost a
well,
lot.
Well, people stopped wanting to wear kiwi leather boots, and
right. I switched over to penguins.
Yeah,
but the penguins like they couldn't survive in Mississippi heat in the summer.
Well, they're not alone.
Yeah. So anyway, what's your question for us, Beth? Yeah.
Okay, this animal lives only on one continent. It is 14 feet long. Its stomach is 10 feet long. It has and it will kill humans. Mm. Its habitat is land and water, and it can stay underwater for 25 minutes.
All right, no, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Beth, so don't say yes or no. I think that's the Nile crocodile.
Nile crocodile.
Although it could be,
I was thinking crocodile. I didn't know what particular kind. You said Nile crocodile.
Well, because it's. I think they're only on the African continent.
Yeah, because they're American crocodiles and alligators both. So it'd be Nile. It'd have to be. But crocodile.
We're going to say Nile crocodiles, Beth.
It's a hippopotamus, and the reason I tried to not give you this last hint is its lower jaw contains tusk-like spikes that can be 24 inches long, and the spikes are almost as valuable as ivory.
Yeah,
and
wow.
And, you know, in kids' coloring books, you just see a hippo with little chopped off, little
right.
tiny spikes
so
that
deceptive.
Are round.
Yeah.
So.
Well, in fact, I now that you mentioned it, I mean, I think hippos kill more human beings
more
than
in Africa. They
yeah,
do.
Than,
they do.
Than
yes.
anything, than lions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the hippopotamus, well, I'm surprised they can stay submerged for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Right. Is it because they can put their nostrils up? Their nostrils is on top of their, you know, snout there. And I think that they can breathe that.
Yeah, but that's
you said underwater.
Yeah.
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 All right, Beth.
And what they do is they run on the bottom of the river, and most of these people have crummy little boats made out of reeds or just little boats.
Yeah.
And they go under them and turn them over, and then they chop them up. I don't know if they eat them or not, but they kill a lot of people every year. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Beth.
Thank you, Beth.
What now? I'm going to have a hard time going to the swimming pool now. What's she talking
like
about?
Like after everyone saw Jaws?
I get this out of my head.
Like that guy that wanted a hippopotamus for Christmas, I don't think he knew what he was talking about.
So the hippo comes up under the boat and sneaks up on you? And,
I guess. Man, that's horrifying.
I didn't think they ate humans.
They kill them. I don't know if they eat them. Like Beth
all
said,
right.
I'm not sure.
You're listening to Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning
University. Next caller.
Sam from Ohio. No, Oklahoma. Had the wrong O. Sam from Oklahoma. Thank you for calling, Sam.
Thank you. I love your show. I'm going to answer the Wendigo question.
All right.
It's a mythical creature.
Okay, hang on.
Ask the question, then you can answer it.
All right.
Go ahead.
So you don't have a question for us is what you're saying, right? You just want to answer?
I've got a question for you. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's the question. A Wendigo is a what? Is it a brand of recreational vehicles, a mythological creature of Native Americans, a Germanic chieftain who defeated a Roman army, or the original name of the Wendy's fast food chain? I think I heard you start to say it. What's your answer, Sam?
Mythical creature of Native Americans.
Yeah, that is correct.
All right. Oh.
Did you guys both know that?
A Wendigo?
Yeah. Because you started saying it's a make-believe or something, and so
well,
I thought maybe
when
you
I
do.
Was a kid, my uncle took me Wendigo hunting. And I stayed out there for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I
next
thought
weekend it was
you start nice. Hearing things,
man.
You're by yourself.
Disappointed it wasn't the RV, yeah. man. Motorhome.
That was a pretty good
that
choice.
Was real
wasn't
good.
It? I made
man.
Up all those choices. Hey, Sam, how did you know the answer to that?
My mom told me.
Well, that's what moms are for.
Ask mom.
You listen to your mom growing up, you're going to go places.
Yep.
Well, all right, fire away.
What's your question, Sam?
Okay. In what town is the world's highest hill?
What town? At Poto, Oklahoma, right?
Isn't that right?
Okay.
I'm going with
is that a reverse of a mountain, so it's a hill and not officially a mountain?
Well, there's a height limit for a hill, and then next foot up it becomes a mountain.
Okay. I got you.
I guess a small mountain.
Yeah.
All right, Poto, Oklahoma. How's that, Sam? Tim, that was Tim's guess.
It's good. That's correct. Yep. That is correct.
That is correct. Right. Way to go, Tim.
You're welcome.
Man,
you're welcome. Hey. Am I gonna get
it? Pays to study geography.
Yeah, he does.
Well, I'll tell you how I knew that, Sam. Is that where you live?
I used to live there.
Okay.
Now I live in Whitesboro.
Okay. Well, anyway, we have a radio station in Poto, right? So American Family Radio Tower there, and I remember. When our engineers went out there, they told me about this. And J.J. Jasper knows this, too, because he's traveled out there. Hey, when I went from Texas to Fort Smith, that road there through those mountains there, did I come through Poto or near Poto? I think I did, didn't I, Sam?
Yeah. I think you did.
That's a beautiful stretch of countryside that – a lot of people don't travel because either they're going to Oklahoma City or they're going to Dallas. Yeah. That it's a mountainous area there between.
Really?
One of the best movies was made there.
What?
Where the Red Fern Grows.
Oh, is that right?
Man, that's over in Oklahoma.
Thank you, Sam. Yeah. Take care, my friend.
That's good.
Appreciate it very much. So Where the Red Fern Grows was filmed where?
Yeah, that was over there. Well, it was
in that area.
It was in that area, Oklahoma. And
when you say,
I can recommend that movie.
That's a sad one, too, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but, man.
It's not as sad as Old Yeller?
But when you say
it gets into that category, yeah.
What about okay? We're gonna rate sad movies because I can bring you one that'll Brian's Song.
Oh yeah, no, that's
Brian's Song is Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I saw the remake. This is probably 5 years ago. They did a remake for Brian's Song, and I thought I know what's coming, and there's nothing more sad than the first one. I said I am not crying at the end of this one. They got me, man. I cried at the end of it.
You shouldn't remake a movie that's James Caan and Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I was thinking, though. I was thinking, no way they're sneaking up on me with this one. But
knew what was going to happen. You still started getting teary-eyed.
I saw Brian's Song when I was in high school. Of course, you didn't go to Blockbuster to re-rent it. It just came on as the movie of the week, and my parents and I, my two sisters, were watching this movie. And my dad and I, everybody was clutched by it, as they'd say in Andy Griffith. My dad and I were all we're both trying to keep back the
What's
tears.
What's in your eye, man?
Oh, man. Old Yeller, that'll get you, too, but Brian's Song's a tearjerker for sure. All right, we'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We'll reset our questions and get back and take as many calls as we can the next 30 minutes.
This June 24th marks 3 years since Roe v. Wade was overturned. But here's what you may not know. Abortion numbers have surged to a 10-year high. The battleground has shifted from the courtroom to our homes. Today, over 60% of abortions happen through the abortion pill, taken in silence, often alone. Preborn Network clinics are standing in the gap, meeting women in their most desperate hour. And here's what they're seeing. Young mothers, terrified and misled, are delivering their babies, tiny, perfectly formed, onto bathroom floors. These precious babies, once called just tissue, now lie lifeless. 11% of these women who take the abortion pill will suffer serious health complications. Countless others carry emotional scars for a lifetime. When you give to Preborn, you're not just saving a baby. You're saving a mother, too. You're giving her hope, financial support, and the truth. Preborn has already rescued over 350,000 babies, but there are so many more who need our help. Your tax-deductible gift makes this mission possible. To donate now, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
I wonder if the writer of that tune is still getting royalties.
His estate maybe is still getting royalties.
As a classic theme song for a TV show.
That
one's unmistakable from the very beginning.
And that, I guess that was in honor of Brother Bert.
Oh, hey, I love that show. Listen, having Andy and Opie walking together, going to the old fishing hole, throwing those rocks in.
Yeah.
If that doesn't get a country boy going, nothing will.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University. Learning University is on the air, and we're taking calls, and we're asking trivia questions, and folks are calling in, answering, and asking. And so we encourage you to do so. The phone number, first-time callers only, 888-589-8840. American Family Radio, if you want to send us an email, just send it to comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net. Ed, you want to reset your question?
Absolutely. First question. In Batman comics and movies, what is the name of Bruce Wayne's butler? I'm looking for the first and last name. Second question. The modern Prometheus is the subtitle for what famous horror novel published in England in the early 1800s? And this is a famous novel. And then I'll toss in one. This goes back a while, but some of you might get this. In the 1950s, actor Donald O'Connor made 7 popular movies with a mule that talked in the film. What was the mule's name in these films? The Talking Mule.
How many movies?
7 movies.
When?
In the 1950s.
That was before the TV show Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm thinking a little less of The Greatest Generation. If that's what they were, that's tragic right there. 1 maybe?
Yeah.
7 movies and they still went after, huh?
Yep. That's right. Huh. You talk about everyone always complains about movies being remade.
Right.
Nowadays.
We got Rocky 1, 2, 3,
right.
4. Now we got Mule Talking 1, 2, 3, 4.
All the way to 7.
7. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay.
Bert.
How many years were the Jews in captivity in Babylon? How many years were the Jews in captivity in Babylon?
And how many years did it feel like?
Yeah. Who was the oldest signer of the Declaration of Independence? This is in honor of Independence Day coming up.
This is the guy I couldn't hear.
That's right. He said, what'd you say?
What'd you say?
And 3, what does Barney call his suit that he wears to dances and special occasions? And I could add, where's it to church, too?
Yeah. All right, here, I got 2 questions right now. True or false? I'm doing this in honor of JJ, who's at the beach. True or false? Isn't that way he says it?
You're on the right track.
He raises his voice like Andy Rooney. Mickey.
Oh, yeah, Andy. Yeah, Andy.
No, 60 Minutes guy.
Oh, yeah, Andy Rooney.
Andy Rooney.
He would do that.
So the question is, true or false, storing tomatoes upside down will make them last longer. Is that true or false? 2, what states make up what is called the Four Corners? The Four Corners. There's a monument there called the Four Corners Monument. This is the place in the United States that you can be in four states at one time if you want to, do the twister. Or whatever, or just lay flat down on the ground. All right, does that make sense? Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
I've not.
You've been there. You live close. That's all I want to say. You live close.
Yeah.
Huh? At one point in time, not today.
Back in the day. All right, go to the calls, Ed. Let's go.
Okay, here we go. Let's go to Texas and talk to George. George, thank you for calling.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy, George.
What part of Texas, George?
Cut and shoot, believe it or not.
Okay.
Cut and shoot.
I believe it. I've heard of it, yes. Hey, do you want to answer, ask, or both?
I would like to do both.
Well, which question do you want to answer?
The modern Prometheus one.
All right, here's the question. I'm glad someone's on this. Mm-hmm. The modern Tim.
What?
The modern Prometheus.
You as a person. Yeah.
The modern Prometheus is the subtitle for what famous horror novel published in England in the early 1800s? What do you say, George? I know you want to answer it.
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein in 1818.
Right. Mary Shelley's awesome. Frankenstein.
That is a class, a literature classic of all time.
1818. I looked this up and just wanted to get some of the background information. I didn't realize it was that old.
So it's Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, and the subtitle was The Modern Prometheus. And
then we had Young Frankenstein.
Yes. Werewolf.
Oh, yeah. Werewolf. I got Young Frankenstein out of the library just this morning.
Oh,
Young Frankenstein with Gene Wilder?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
I had to drive all the way to Conroe to get it.
Yeah, was that a Mel Brooks movie?
It was.
Yeah.
Yes, it
anyway.
Is.
All right, George, fire away. What's your question for us?
I have a Bible question. When the baby Solomon was born, the Lord loved him so much that he sent a prophet to give Solomon a name. That name occurs only once in the Bible. I've got a story about that. So what is that name and who was the prophet?
Solomon.
You missed.
Man, Bert, do you remember this?
I do not. The prophet is mentioned one time, or Solomon's other name was mentioned one time. What's that, George?
The name that the prophet bestowed.
Oh, okay.
That
was used that one time.
Once.
I got you.
Yeah, the prophet occurs all throughout.
We're talking about the name. What are we looking for? The name of
the prophet and the name that the prophet gave Solomon.
I got a shot.
Okay.
I mean, there's Leroy.
Leroy.
I mean,
Leroy.
I haven't heard Jenkins. An answer. I haven't heard an answer from y'all. So, you know, you got a better answer than Leroy?
I don't know.
I don't know. You stumped two pastors,
yeah,
George.
I've not preached from that text.
Yeah.
I know.
I haven't
go
either.
Ahead, George.
I've got a hint. Long time ago, you did a show where you asked what is the second most mentioned name in the Bible, and you were playing the theme song of Beverly Hillbillies for that show. Is that enough of a hint?
Jethro?
Oh, the second most mentioned name in the Bible?
Yeah, I went with Moses on that one.
Right.
I was wrong.
I could sit and try to answer.
Yeah, there's a lot of names. Go ahead, George.
Okay, if the prophet Nathan bestowed the name Jedidiah upon the baby Solomon, that's 2 Samuel 12:25.
Okay, Jedidiah.
So Jedidiah is only mentioned one time in the Bible?
One time. And I looked that up because I was binge-watching Beverly Hillbillies at the time.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're not into Beverly Hillbillies, you need to get with it.
Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree more. Jedidiah?
Jedidiah.
Jed Clampett.
Jedidiah.
Huh? Yeah.
Jed
All right.
Clampett.
Thank you, George.
Okay.
Take care, my friend. We appreciate it very much. Also, there's references there in Star Wars.
To Jedidiah?
What?
So Jedidiah was one of the
Jedi.
Jedi?
The Jedi.
Oh, okay.
That's Jedi.
All right, next caller, Bert.
Okay, let's go to West Virginia and talk to Linda. Linda, thank you for calling.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Linda, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Where you live in West Virginia?
Elkins.
Okay. We got some fine listeners in that area, and Wheeling and some other places there.
We get calls from West Virginia, that
West
area,
Virginia,
quite a bit.
Yeah.
What do you want to ask, answer, or both, Linda?
I want to answer.
Well, which question?
The four states.
Okay. Hey, before I do that, Linda, I'll repeat the question for you. Do you live near that, you know, that bridge where it has the gorge? What's the name of that?
New River Gorge.
Okay, is that worth seeing?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I'm gonna, the
bridge or the gorge?
You ever see? Well, it's the bridge over the gorge. It's like a bridge over troubled water.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, I like travel shows So they've shown they did a whole segment on a show about the, what's it called, Linda?
New River Gorge Bridge.
Yeah. So it looked like spectacular. And I said, I want to see that one day. You know, it's in West Virginia.
It's one of the best whitewater rivers.
Have you been there?
I have not, but I've been down to the Ocoee and that's it. If you want to do one better than the Ocoee, go to the New River, West Virginia.
Well, now, that's for your bucket list. That's in the opposite direction of the Grand Canyon. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking I can do both by the time. I mean,
got a few years left.
Lord willing. You know what I'm saying? I still got my back still good. And I can still drive.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
All right. So, Linda, where were we?
She wants to answer the question about the.
Yes. What? Okay, Linda, here's the question. What states make up what is called the Four Corners Monument, where you can lay or be in four states at one time? Where is that?
Okay. It's Utah, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico.
I lived
in two of those states.
My mom is with us. She's with me today, this morning. I went and picked her up.
Yes, she's just watching right outside the studio.
She's the one that pitched that question to me.
Oh, good.
She said, here's a good trivia question.
Now, have you been there?
Yes.
I have not. Yes. Have you been there, Linda?
Yes, I have, and I've got the T-shirt.
You got the T-shirt to prove it?
Yeah.
So were you in four states at one time? You?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right, how do you do that?
2 feet and two hands.
Okay, you just lay down.
Oh, okay. Or you can just do the twister thing.
Or you do the twister thing where a lot of people can't get up.
If your feet are long enough, you can do it standing up.
Oh, have you done it?
No, my son did. Our son lives out toward that way.
And he had his feet in all four.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get it just right, but you can do
it. So you got a picture of that?
I've got it on a T-shirt right here hanging.
Okay. Well, that's awesome, Linda. What, were you traveling out west to see family or just on a vacation or what?
Vacation.
Okay. Well, maybe I got to do that when I go to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not that much difference.
You mean
to a little. Yeah, okay. You can do it.
All right, go ahead, Linda, your question for us.
Yes, to be able to do that. I'm so excited to be able to call today. I don't have a question.
Okay.
Well, listen, Linda, thanks for calling. You got the question right, and you have a wonderful day, okay? Thank you for being on with us.
Okay.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and Bert, and two of my questions have been answered, so I need to add a question. Can we repeat our questions quickly? Go ahead, Ed.
Yes. Okay, and I'll add a question since we have 45 minutes left. In Batman comics and movies, what is the name of Bruce Wayne's butler? I'm looking for the first and last name. Here's the question I'll add. In Hebrews 11, the Hall of Faith, as they call it, most of these heroes were men, but two were women. Who were they? The two women mentioned in Hebrews 11. And then my final question. In the 1950s, actor Donald O'Connor made seven popular movies with a mule that supposedly talked in the film. What was the mule's name in these films?
Supposedly, is that what you said?
Well, I just wanted to clarify.
It really didn't have a talking mule.
It didn't really have a talking mule. I knew somebody would make a comment.
A lot of people are let down by that. You know that, right?
Well, life is full of disappointments.
Here's my three.
Hey, before you say, just real quickly, I hope I can tell this right. So Walker, my son, and Lexi, his wife, they have five children, four boys and a girl, baby girl, but four boys.
Yeah.
So they're at home the other day, and the boys are like seven, six, and three, something like it. So they got like a muffin. And one of the boys says the younger brother said he didn't want part of the muffin. So my daughter-in-law was going to divide it up four ways, and he said, I don't want any.
Right.
So he then she divided it three ways, whatever it was, a honey bun or whatever. And then he decided later, hey, I'm seeing my three brothers eat. I do want a part of that. So So then one of his older brothers, who's six, turns around and says to him, you just made a bad life decision, George. Life's full of disappointments.
and really just a young man, but he's heard the lingo.
Yeah, I think I think he turned to him and said, "Well, bad things happen in life." That's what he said. That's what he said. I'm remembering now. Anyway, it's one of those things that only kids can do so innocently, you know what I'm
saying?
And
they repeat what they've heard their parents say.
Yeah, somewhere along the line.
Don't make a bad choice here. Make a good life choice.
You didn't get your muffin because you didn't, and bad things happen in life. Go ahead, Bert. Sorry.
How many years were the Jews in captivity in Babylon? This is a Bible question. And this, in honor of July the 4th coming, who was the oldest signer of the Declaration of Independence? And then the third question, Andrew Griffith Show, what does Barney call his suit that he wears to the dances and special occasions?
All right, here are my, I got two questions. One, number one, true or false, storing tomatoes upside down will make them last longer. Is that true or false?
You got to do the high pitch.
Is that true?
There you go.
Or false? And my second question, which is a new one. What is the least populated U.S. state?
Good question.
The least. We all know California is the largest populated state. What is the least populated state in the U.S.?
I think I know the answer.
That's my question. Who's next, Bert?
Let's go to Ellis in Mississippi. Welcome, Ellis.
Good morning, guys.
Okay. What part of Mississippi are you from, Ellis?
Well, the Wiggins, Mississippi area.
Okay. Know that place.
Stone County?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I drive a truck around here.
Great.
Okay.
Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll try to do both. I don't know how this is going to go, but we'll give it a try.
All right.
Go right ahead. Which question?
I'll do the true or false.
Okay, Ellis, here's the question. Storing tomatoes upside down will make them last longer. Is that true or false, Ellis?
I'm going to just do a sheer guess, and I'm going to try to do it in JJ style.
Okay.
This is 100% false.
Actually, it's true.
What?
Yeah, storing tomatoes upside down, listen to this, with the stem end down, can help them stay fresh longer. To expound further,
yeah,
this method helps minimize moisture loss and potential bacterial contamination through the stem scar, which is a vulnerable area for moisture and mold. That's a long answer.
Makes sense.
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you store tomatoes upside down, they will last longer for you. There you go.
Now, I will say this. Uh-huh. By the way, well done,
yes, absolutely,
Ellis.
Yeah, Ellis.
My wife.
He got it wrong. No, he got it wrong.
Oh, well he got done. It wrong. Okay.
But you know what? Everybody gets a trophy.
Yes. That's right.
In America.
Everybody's a winner.
Participation trophy.
Ellis, you're a winner.
You're a winner.
My wife, she does this with peaches and tomatoes. She puts them upside down. And I don't
That's
know
the
if
re- You never if, knew why?
I never knew why.
Wait a minute. Hold
I'm
on.
I'm not sure she knows why, but...
Well,
they look better that way. You don't have to look at the stem, man.
Yeah,
they just
I'm gonna
look
ask
better.
Her.
Now, if my wife, I got to tell you, if she stored tomatoes, which we don't store much, but
yeah. You don't do much canning,
well,
Tim?
No, I don't do any canning at all, but I mean, I would have to ask that question over 40 years of marriage.
So
it would come up.
You're
so
wondering why I'm... Why I didn't ask?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I was not interested.
You noticed it.
I did notice it.
But you didn't ask why.
I personally, in my head, if you want to know what was going on in my head,
okay, yes,
the scary right. thing,
yeah.
I just thought it to keep them from rolling around more because it's a little bit of a flatter thing
yeah,
on the
that's
top.
True. All right, Ellis, fire away, man. What do you got?
Okay, I was just so glad to be on. I'm like the woman, the nice lady. I'm just so glad to be on. This is the only thing I could think of, and I don't know why this came in my mind, but I guess it's a trivia question. But anyway, this is it. You remember the show Happy Days?
Yeah.
Back in the 70s, where the part of Arthur Fonzarelli was played by Henry Winkler. Who was another person that was a star that was in the running for that part.
Oh,
I've heard this before.
I have too.
Somebody else was in the running to be the Fonz.
Yeah.
And who was
Arthur Fonzarelli?
Hey, I don't know.
Hey.
Oh, wow. It's a famous actor today.
Yeah.
Was a famous actor.
Yeah.
What's amazing, he wasn't supposed to be the one of the main stars. He was just going to be a
side character.
Yeah, but man,
but people loved him.
They did.
So they gave him an expanded role.
What's the answer?
Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, is that right? He was up for that role?
But when they saw his face, they decided not to.
No, they
when
didn't. They,
you get face. That, right?
No, okay, thank you, Ed.
They were a believer, right?
They were a believer. That's right.
Yes. Mickey Dolenz. Thank you, Ellis, my friend. Appreciate you being on with us, man.
Yeah. Let's go to
Hold on a second.
Okay.
You know, I mentioned this before. I was in the Memphis airport. This is probably 20 years ago. I was in the Memphis airport, and I was going from one end to the other, and the flight moved or something like that. And so I just asked a guy who's looking up at the monitor, I said, "Do you know what happened to our flight or whatever like that? Where is it now?" And so right when I looked at his face, I'm serious.
Yes.
When I saw his face, yeah. If it wasn't Mickey Dolenz,
yeah,
it was his twin. It was his body clone. So, but I didn't. So I looked at him. I go, "I know you. I think you're that guy."
And you said it to him.
You're from the Monkees. No, I didn't say it to him because I'm asking him a question about a flight, and we weren't on the same flight. I don't know how the conversation, but it was very brief, and I didn't have time to go, "Hey, would you sign my back of my shirt?" You know what I'm saying? Like
sign my
but,
hand.
But I'm just saying that it was. I could almost promise you it was him.
If I'm not mistaken, he's the only one of the four
still alive.
Still alive.
Yeah. Wow.
Still
alive.
The drummer for the anyway. Sure. All right.
I was just gonna say one other thing.
Yeah.
I loved that show when it was on the Monkees.
Oh, the Monkees.
And it was corny.
It was funny.
And I used to laugh my head off. And my dad, who got stuck watching it because I would watch it, he would just say, "This is stupid." He didn't get me.
Right. Oh, okay. He was stupid, and then he didn't want you to turn it over to the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
With some more intellectual depth.
Some more sophisticated comedy, I guess.
All right. All right. Let's go back to the phone.
Okay. Right. Sue in Missouri. Thank you for calling, Sue.
Well, it's about time.
Oh, wow. Oh, you want to go to the next caller? Well, I'm glad you're there, Sue. What part of Missouri?
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Okay. You want to answer or ask or both?
Both.
Okay. Which question?
Where do you live in Missouri? I'm just curious, Sue.
I live in Potosi. It's near Park Hills, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got a station in Park Hills. Yeah, American Family Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Sue. Like Bert said, which question you want to answer?
I'm gonna try. It's between the one of the names that are in the Hall of Fame or the Jews captivity. But I'm gonna go with the Jews captivity, even though I'm not sure about that.
Okay, here it is. How many years were the Jews in captivity in Babylon?
I think it's 70.
Woo, that is right. Absolutely. 70 years.
I tell you what, Sue, I'll also send you an AFR ball cap. despite, the way we opened your call with you. that was,
It was hurtful.
It was about time.
Yeah.
She said, quote, "It's about time."
I was crushed. Quote,
and Ed was hurt.
I
could
was.
See the
we had to deeply. Hold him up, man.
So,
no, I'm just kidding.
Listen, with Christian forgiveness,
yeah.
We will move on here.
Yeah.
And Sue, we will send you an AFR ball cap.
If
you can answer what today is modern day Babylon.
Who?
Oh, no, I'm not talking about metaphorically. I'm talking about really on the and that part and that part of the world. Where was what do we call it today?
I'd say the Middle East, but I don't know.
A particular country.
I really don't know.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint, Sue, just to show you the extent of my Christian character.
Yes, absolutely.
we occupied this country for 20 years after 9/11.
Right. Was it Afghanistan?
The other one.
Great. I'm sorry.
Iraq. You got it. Sue.
You said Iraq?
No, she didn't. We're just giving.
My hearing's gone.
We're just giving Sue the hat.
Participation trophy again.
That's right. Everyone's a winner, Sue.
All right, Sue. We're going to send you an AFR ball cap. Okay.
Okay.
Because you had to wait. Because you had to wait so long.
Do you have a question?
No, I'm sitting out in 95-degree heat. And, you know,
are you outside?
Yeah.
All right. What's your question for us?
In my house, I sat outside for half an hour because I can't get a signal.
We all make life choices, Sue. And,
you know. We really are compassionate, Sue. All right, Sue, we're almost against the clock here at the top of the hour. What's your question for us?
Oh, my question is, name 7 biblical characters whose names were changed.
7?
We're gonna have to think on this.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'd have to listen.
All right, Sue, can you hold on to the break?
Sure.
Hold on, Father. You're asking her.
Are you still gonna sit outside?
Yeah, but there's a nice breeze now, so go ahead.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna take a break right here while Sue swelters in Park Hills, near Park Hills, Missouri. We'll be back in 5 minutes with more of for the last half hour of the Trivia Friday Show on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.